Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
The Chicago Blackhawks have headed north on a critical three-game roadie with the first stop here in Minnesota for a showdown with the Wild. And this game offers a preview of what the playoffs might hold. With precious points hanging in the balance, the Hawks need to make a statement to the Minnesota Wild and take a win out of many here tonight. Down to center ice we go. The drop of the puck between Staal and Taves, and this one's underway. And the Hawks now control the puck to Panic between the circles and back to Schmaltz. He's hit at center ice by Dumba in front of the benches as he dumps the puck down the boards and in behind the Wild net. The team's in line change. Alex Tuck at center ice. A Syracuse native coughed up the puck into the Hawk zone to Keith. To Hartman, Hawk line, to Hinostroza, busting through center ice over the Wild line, down the right wing to Hartman, to the slot, he shoots, he scores! 1-0 Hawks as the kids connect! Hinostroza sets up Hartman for a big blast from between the circles, and the Hawks are on top 1-0. Down to the corner, Richard Panik. He chips the puck behind the net. Coyle is there to send it away to the near corner. Michael Kentney hit, but got the puck to Taves, put it in front, Schmaltz, he scores! Nick Schmaltz! As Taves delivers a precision pass to the top of the Wild crease, Schmaltz grabbed it and slapped it into the top of the net, and the Hawks now lead 2-0. Passing up the left wing, Niederreiter, hands it through center ice over the Hawk line to Staal. And Spurgeon for the right circle now, shoots and scores. That looked like it ricocheted off of the inside post at the back of the net and then out. The Wild have cut the Hawks lead by one and trail 2-1 with 18:14 left in the second. To Keith, he clears to center ice. Dumba flips it back into the Hawk zone. Here's Pominville to Coyle, top of the right circle. Put it beside the net. Rebound score! It's Zach Parise. As the Wild kept the puck in the Hawk zone, Parise was able to take a redirected pass from Coyle and tip it by Corey Crawford. And with 12:45 left in the second period, we're tied at 2.
After video review, the call is inconclusive. Therefore, the call on the ice stands. It's a good goal.
Left point, Keith flips it over to Panic beside the right circle. Panic muscling to the right corner, hands it there to Taves. To Jalmerson beside the net. Panic shoots, he scores! A career high 12th goal for Richard Panic. He puts the Hawks back on top 3-2 with 2:36 to go in the second period. To Tuck, to Parise over the Hawk line down the left wing. Lost the puck to the corner. Siebert puts it behind the net. Look out. Howell put it in front. And a point blank shot by Parise. And a sliding save is made by Crawford. Another big save by Corey Crawford here tonight. Kane tried to flip the puck in front. It's picked off by Scandella. Moving around the left wing to Niederreiter. Hands it off to Scandella. Coming through center ice and over the Hawk line. Scandella to the right circle. Put it in front. They score. Eric Howell. From Scandella was at the right spot at the right time to put that puck in behind Corey Crawford. And with 3:03 left in the third period, we're tied at 3. 3-3 is the score after 60 minutes. The shots on goal favoring the Wild, 35-27. Each team will get a point out of this one. Panarin left point. To Keith, high slot, flapped it over, picked off by Suter, into the Hawk zone, down the slot, shoots, Crawford got the blocker on it, knocking it away.
Crawford was coming out of the net, and he got caught, but he got back just in time.
Kane, right circle, dropped into the high slot, Panarin back to Keith, right circle, to Panarin, high slot, to Kane, left circle, to Keith, to Panarin, high slot, back over to Keith, top of the right circle, shoots, big save, rebound, score! Jonathan Taves, in overtime, stakes it past. Kemper and the Blackhawks beat the Minnesota Wild 4-3 in overtime up here in the land of 10,000 lakes. A big win for the Blackhawks on the final stretch of their six-game road trip.